Okay, good evening. Let's see. This is Hopkins Middle School Dance Orchestra. Wow. Nice big group on stage. And it's Friday, April 22nd. I want to welcome you to the CMEA, 2016 CMEA East D Band Orchestra Festival here at Castro Valley High School. In Castro Valley. Sorry about that. And my name's Norm D, and I'm the Director of Instrumental Music at Alkalines High School in Lafayette, and I'm also the past president of the California Band Directors Association. So looking forward to hearing you play. And always Delahoyo. There you go. Good job. Okay, awesome. Here we go. Mr. Conway makes his way to the podium. And don't fall off. There you go. Good man. And we're going to play the fourth movement of the Suite for Strings. Awesome. Looking forward to it. What a nice, beautiful uniform tone. Yeah, there's so much nice playing on stage, you know, it's like all control, beautiful bowings. Like just view this, just emote a little more and lean. Just lean into the phrase a little harder. Maybe using your body as well and just going for those entrances and phrase beginnings. Yeah, really just boom, right there. I don't think you can possibly play too loud. Since you're playing with such good tone quality the way it is right now. Beautiful. Viola's beautiful sound. My goodness. Yeah. A little more on that downbeat, a little more pulse on that downbeat. Yeah, wonderful seating position. Just kind of looking at the orchestra now, just admiring the front of the orchestra. It's just wonderful posture, wonderful concentration. See, I see five basses back there. Nice foundation of the orchestra. Really nice cello sound. One thing I love when I watch an orchestra is watching uniform bowings, using the right portion of the bow, and everyone using the same stroke, same bowing, same area of the bow, whether it's be at the tip or the frog. I see a little variation here and there, but it's pretty uniform. Really cool to watch. So visual, string orchestras. Thank you. boom, 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 boom. Really exaggerating those triplets. Oh, very nice job. Now, I do notice a handful of students continuing the vibrato even though the note's over, and I would actually encourage the whole orchestra to do that and make sure you're vibratoing even when the after the cutoff. It's just, you know, just ensures that the sound stays warm and vibrant until it decays, and really exaggerate everyone doing that. Really encourage that, because you play so well. You want just to add to what you're doing, and I think that would be an extra layer to what you're doing really, really quite well. And so the last piece has so many different layers as well. You could pretty much hear all the detail of the inner voices and things, and I really appreciate that. It's like really good playing, so congratulations. And you seem to have such a good time on stage as well with your conductor, and Mr. Conway is very well known here in the Bay Area, so it's great to watch your orchestra play live. So anyway, here we go. Air. You know, I just would have liked a little more definition on that very first downbeat on the first measure. Yeah, da, da, just a little bit more breathing together and then coming down with that up bow. See, what I want from a piece like this is to really say something to me and really touch my heart somehow, make me cry, make me wonder, make me ponder about what's going on. Beautiful pitch. There was just a little sloppy, but again, I'm just being really super picky. Yeah, I know a lot of groups that would struggle through those various accidentals and key shifts through the piece. So very, very nice work. Yeah, I would have backed away from there just a little more, just kind of whispered right there at measure 26, and then kind of lean into the next note a little bit. A lot of that comes from conducting, too, and just being connected to your conductor, watching every move that he makes, looking at every facial expression he gives you. You know, a little eyebrow going up might mean just a little more sound here and there. Thank you. Yeah, would have swelled a little more right there at 56. That's really just leaning into it. We keep talking about leaning into the phrase. We don't want to make... you guys do great dynamic changes, but when you have a chance to really kind of make a great crescendo into a next great musical moment, you should take it. Very emotional. As I was saying earlier, I want more of that emotion. You get addicted to just playing with feeling and with great musicality and you know the orchestra on stage. I'll be honest, you sound as good or better than many high school orchestras, and so you should feel. Good that you have groups like this to play in at Hopkins Junior High, and not sure what happens when you get to the high school, but boy, you guys have a terrific thing going here at the middle school. So really take it and be grateful for it, and be grateful for Mr. Conway and to all the good stuff that he does and all that he gives you, because he gives you a lot. So. And then we have Waterloo. I haven't heard this piece before, so I'm looking forward to hearing it. So. I would have died away a little more over those two bars. Tell all the different parts that are playing. Excellent. It's great when there's no ambiguity to what you're doing. Tick, 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 tick. Kind of dragged a little bit when he brought down the dynamic level. Just a touch. Just a tad. Thank you. Subito piano right there. Just a little bit more. I'd like to watch the orchestra watch the conductor a little more. I notice most of you guys are watching the music, but you're still following really well, so. But having that eye contact with the conductor really is the next level of musicianship. Yeah, nice retard right there. Nice controlled retard with your conductor. Yeah, you can tell by his conductor he wants just a little more. Wants you to exaggerate things just a bit more. Wonderful performance. Bravo. Bravo. It's okay to smile, folks. Look out in the audience and smile. It's okay to smile. Really nice, beautiful violin solo, first violinist. And so stop talking for just a second. I just want to admire the wonderful tone quality you have, wonderful tone, wonderful ensemble sound that you have, and the wonderful pitch center that you have. So, Mr. Conway is doing just a terrific job with you. I think you need to thank him for all his hard work with you. I know there's a lot of natural talent in the ensemble as well, but he's doing all the musical shaping and picking the literature and picking things that make you sound great. And he's challenging you too with level of literature that's harder to some of the high schools that play string orchestra literature. So I congratulate you on your terrific work. And as I said, I normally hear Mr. Conway's bands at festival. The few times that I've adjudicated them, never heard of his orchestras. And I'll tell you, both the intermediate orchestra and this orchestra is just absolutely stunning. So, and the comments I make are of those of the variety that is intended to kind of make you extend yourself to give more of yourself and more of your soul, so to speak, to compelling music making. And this was absolutely a wonderful, compelling concert. And I congratulate you. terrific. And I hope I get a chance to hear you again sometime in the near future. So thank you again, and congratulations. Thank you.